This is American Roots. Each year, Mardi Grandians greet the day on the city's streets to sing and strut. This has been going on since the late 19th century. The call and response sounds of the Mardi Gras Indians often carry the Congo beat, fundamental in New Orleans' musical fabric. The beloved chief Monk Boudreaux, age 74, has been masking Indian for 68 years. We visited him at home, where he quietly sewed his new suit.
I'm working on one of my patches for the back of my boots. And I'm going to put some ruffles around it. And then I'm going to sew it to my boot. Oh, you get up at, what, 9 in the morning? You stay up till maybe 2 at night, sometimes 3. All depends on how close it is and what you got to do. Like, sometimes stay up all night. Sew that morning till the break of dawn. That's a true saying there, because I'll be in here the night for Mardi Gras. I ain't never slept in, I don't know, about 40 years. Never went to bed the night for Mardi Gras. But you know the spirits carry you. So you don't feel sleepy, you don't feel tired until you take off that Indian suit. You finished with them things?
Yes. Him and his brother mixed up my beads.
Well, what you do, you sit down there and pick them all out. And that's what I told you. Don't put it where they could get it at.
I got a big old container and I put it up in there.
But you say you have but 3 more to do.
I do.
You told me that 3 days ago.
I know, but I probably didn't pick up my beads.
Girl, please. Okay, I've told you, if you want mad, you got to learn how to sew.
I know how to sew.
You got to prove it to me that's what you want.
I'm done, Grandpa.
I'm done. You know, it's in the family. And you have to feel this to do it. Other than that, who would be sitting down taking their time sewing? They could be doing other things. The street is important because that's where we, you know, show off what we sit down for a whole year. And people are out there waiting to look to see what you did, you know, and they judge you and see, you know, if you're pretty. And they see the ones that didn't take their time and sew it, they glue it together, you know. They got like hundreds of people outside my door just waiting to see how the big chief came out this year. And I always come out looking good.
Wait for that big chief to come out the house.
We're baby dolls, and we're waiting for a big chief Monk Boudreaux to come out. As soon as he comes out, he's going to sing some songs to us, and we're all going to follow him down the street. You know, we're part of the Indian tribe. We're the girls' version. You know, there's some of the girls are Indians, and we're just the baby dolls. We travel along with the big chief.
Back in the days, they had the baby dolls used to follow the Indians. That's why when they say they had 101, it wasn't 101 Indians, it was 101 with the baby dolls and the skeleton men and the moss men. And so I sung a song about it. And so when they heard the song, they said, oh, Monk, I want to be a baby doll. Well, sure, you know, I have a lot of white friends. But what I have to do? Well, you have to dress like a baby doll.
I have a baby doll bonnet, and we all have little ruffled dresses and ruffled panties and Mary Jane shoes, and we're dressed like baby dolls.
2008, Monk wanted to bring back the myth tradition of 101 runners. So I went to my dear friend, Miss Antoinette Cato, and she said, well, Michelle, here's my costume for this year. You can take it up to your girls and show them. And Mardi Gras morning, we all came out, and I was standing behind Second and Dryads when I got the call that she had passed at 3 a.m. So it was the first year we ever came out as baby dolls with our big chief, which was a complete blessing and privilege. And we lost Miss Antoinette before we got to go meet her Mardi Gras morning to show her how we looked. Monk is more than a chief to me. He feels like family, and I have been very blessed to have been welcomed in by his whole family, and home is the best way I can describe being close with Monk. Is I feel like I'm home.
We're the Golden Eagles Moss Man. We spent 3 nights taking moss out of the golf course in Audubon Park, but don't tell the security there that. We baked it, put a bunch of hairspray on it we got from Sally's Beauty Supply, and then took hot glue and glued it on a hat, on a green shirt, green pants, spray painted shoes green, and now we can jump up in trees and jump down on people like they used to do.
I'm asking, is this Gallant Man with Monk Boudreau and the Golden Eagles? I've been knowing him, I guess about 20 years. As everybody said, why don't you mask, why don't you mask? And I didn't want to get into sewing, but I fell into becoming a bone man, so that's what I do.
I think about mostly what we gonna do when we get, like, if I say we going downtown, we gonna meet everybody, we gonna have a good time. If trouble come, we ain't gonna run. But I don't bar no trouble, and I don't start no fight. It's Mardi Gras morning, and my head is tight.
Come here. Keep still. Keep still, boy.
Engine!
Oh, we got half one.
Oh,
it's about to happen, y'all.
Here
we go. A bum bum on Mardi Gras day. Don't need no dark skies, I need fire. I said, I'm going downtown on the battlefield. But I bum bum knew I'm walking down the Lord that much, but I would not kneel.
When I leave home, I know exactly, you know, where I'm going and which way I'm going. When I leave here, I go down to Ferret down to Louisiana Avenue, Louisiana to LaSalle, LaSalle to Washington, Washington to 2nd and Drive.
I say you better jump and shout and be full of fire. So we going downtown on the battlefield.
And you know, like, this was hidden for like many years because a lot of people didn't know about it, only the neighborhood people. And so we met Quint Davis, and he came to one hour practice, and he said, man, y'all making some music that nobody do in the world, you know? And so we recorded our first record, and from that on, then the world started hearing about it. So people start coming to see the Indians, you know? Came out with the White Eagles, which was an uptown track. And I met with the White Eagles until the name was changed to the Golden Eagles, and then I become to be the chief. And then my dad started messing with me again. I had no idea that he was going, you know, mess again. But I guess he had to come represent, you know, his son was the chief. And I got a grandson, he's like following my footsteps. You know, he's singing. You know, he gone on tour. Matter of fact, he finna go to Japan. And, you know, he got it. He, man, he make his own suit. But I'm teaching him, you know, how it go.
My name is Juwan Boudreau. I'm Big Chief Monk Boudreau's grandson. And I'm the spy boy of the tribe, the first spy. And we're headed down to 2nd and Drive. Really, I just had to just pay attention. He ain't really explain nothing. I just had to watch and see what he was doing. Then I had to pick up after that. Because, like, this is my second time doing my whole suit by myself. I did everything by myself. I've been masking since I was one. I'm just looking for to meet more tribes than we did last year and do my job. To show them my beat work and just signal my big chief that another gang is coming towards us. I just stay to myself, don't do nothing that my grandfather wouldn't do.
Hustle man!
One day after he done doing it, they're gonna be coming to see me because I'm next in the line.
And I sold it all night long, and I sold it
'em, y'all. Say, let's go get 'em now. We gone downtown. They better been coming. The Indians been coming, y'all. From the way out of town, Lord. That's on their stores. And we're sure to go. Oh, my soul, I know. Oh, my soul, I know. Meet 'em in the morning. I gon' get no warning, y'all. Gonna set 'em on fire. Gonna set 'em on fire.
Walking, talking, and singing with the Uptown Chief Monk Boudreaux, the Golden Eagles, his family and followers. The field recording was by Joe Stolarik. Nina Feldman produced our visit with Monk. New Orleans saxophonist Donald Harrison is the son of the late Donald Harrison Sr., chief of the Guardians of the Flame, and is usually out in his suit with the tribe on Mardi Gras Day. In 1991, he merged the worlds of contemporary jazz and Mardi Gras Indian music on an amazing recording, Indian Blues. Here with pianist Cyrus Chestnut, Donald Harrison plays the song melody of Ico Ico on American Roots. Saxophonist Sylvester Blinky McIntosh and the Roadmasters with Quadrille Figure 6, some traditional Crugian or St. Croix dance sound they call scratch music. And of course, the English-speaking Caribbean is home to many carnival styles, from the Bahamas to Trinidad. The French Creole world is huge as well, Martinique, Haiti, St. Lucia. And after an interlude, we'll be back on the French mainland, or maybe I should say the main French land of America, Cajun country, when American Roots returns.